Christina.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, ma'am.
Sure. I have a question about anemia. I just recently got a physical, and I haven't had one in 6 years. And it turns out that I'm highly anemic. I have all my lab results right in front of me, but my iron is at 14 and my ferritin is 2. And, my hemoglobin and hematocrit, MCV, all that is really low. And so essentially the doctor, she's a naturopath. She wants me to do an iron IV infusion. And I should give you some background. I had a lot of heavy bleeding from hemorrhoids, actually, 6 years ago. And I had to have a blood transfusion because it was heavy. And I did bleed a little, like some after that, but it stopped about 2 or 3 years ago. And I took ferrous bisglycinate for probably a year after the blood transfusion, but I did not feel any better. As far as energy or anything, I was still anemic, I'm pretty sure, but I haven't had any blood work. And the last 2 or 3 years, I haven't had really much of any bleeding. So I just wonder if you think the anemia now is from never recovering from the blood loss, or do you think it's something else?
Are you a vegan or a vegetarian, ma'am?
No, I eat meat
okay,
every day.
In that case, there's iron in the food you're eating, which means that somehow it's either not getting digested or not getting absorbed into your system. Now, one of the major causes for that as we get older is that as we get older, it's normal for the stomach acidity to decline. People have heard that hundreds of times from me, but it gets ignored. I don't know why. It declines, according to Dr. Van Zandt from Mayo Clinic, who studied 3,400 people by pumping all their tummies, which we don't have to do anymore. By the time we get to be 60, half of us, our stomachs aren't making acid up to the par that they did when we were younger. And iron must be acidified in order to have it absorbed. That's one of many things has to happen to have it be absorbed. Now, another thing that for whatever reason, nobody seems to pass out this information. If we take iron at the very same mouthful as vitamin C, we about double the iron absorption. Vitamin C really helps iron to get into our bodies. So that's another thing that I don't know why we don't get informed about, but we don't. But I'd be looking into the stomach acid problem. Now, also, it is possible. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I've been taking betaine hydrochloride for years.
Oh,
but,
you have?
Yes, but not very, like I would only take maybe 1 or 2 capsules per meal. And now, since I've heard more from you on the radio about taking it, I've been increasing it to about 3 capsules per meal.
Well, good, ma'am. And if you have a severe problem, which I don't know, with very low stomach acid, your stomach will be able to handle 6 to 8 of those things with a full meal. I'm not talking about every meal now, but with your biggest meal, 6 to 8 of them. And years ago, I asked people to take different amounts of hydrochloric acid. We watched their mineral absorption by looking at their hair mineral test, and it did take 6 to 8 with the largest meal and 4 to 6 with the smaller meals for about 1/3 those people to get their mineral levels up to where they belong. So the iron, you already told me was low, but you didn't tell me what your hematocrit was. Would you tell me that, please, ma'am?
Oh, yes, it's 31.8.
Yeah, I can see why the doctor is thinking of, she should have an infusion. I can understand that. But if you're walking around feeling a little tired, but otherwise okay, I would try, look for a liquid iron. I'm sorry, I've forgotten the name of the company that makes it, but it's a liquid. It absorbs better than anything I've seen. And then if you put that together with vitamin C, it's going to get in there even better than that. And of course, remember that besides iron, there are many other minerals that are important to forming blood cells. For example, my very own mother was anemic. At least I was told this. I wasn't alive at the time, but she was anemic for 5 years until somebody figured out it wasn't the iron problem. It was the copper, and she didn't have enough copper to help the iron make a blood cell. So you might be getting a look at a hair mineral analysis, which is fairly simple to do and not even painful. And find out what your copper levels are. And also, molybdenum is important to forming blood cells. And there's another mineral, which I'm blanking on right now, but there are at least 3 other minerals that are important in helping iron to form blood cells, ma'am. And one other thing, the ferritin is meaningless insofar as iron goes. Ferritin is the iron carrier. It's like the suitcase. And what we really need is to get our levels of the contents of the suitcase, namely iron, up there. So pay a lot more attention to your iron level than the ferritin level. I know conventional medicine does it the other way around, but that's another story. And take your iron with vitamin C. And if, no, I'm not remembering the name of that liquid iron, but you can call the Toma dispensary. You don't have to buy it there. And ask them, what's the name of that liquid iron he was mumbling about on the radio? And they'll give you the name. It's made locally, by the way. It's made by a Seattle firm.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. And then I was thinking to try some liver glandulars. Do you think that would be as effective?
Yes, it would, ma'am, especially if they're from the companies that get all their liver from New Zealand, where there's nowhere besides pesticides. You know the story. Yes, it would.
Yes.
Liver is a very good source. Mm-hmm. And there also is an outfit in Portland that raises animals organically, and they sell liver, too, by the pound. So you might look around for that.
Oh, okay.
I think they might have an outlet here. Now, back to the iron infusion. If you've been walking around in for a while with this, and you've hematocrit 31, I'd say you're kind of on an edge. I would try to get it up with all these other things I've been rambling on about before thinking about the infusion, because those infusions occasionally are a problem. Iron is the only mineral that occasionally is a problem when it's given intravenously. And I did say occasionally, but I don't want it to happen.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I called you. Okay. Thank you. And also, I don't know if this matters, but my mom is also pretty much in the same boat as far as the anemia. I'm worse off than she is, but she's 80, and she also has this. And I called you about that a couple weeks ago, and you said also that it would be low stomach acid for her case.
Yep. Oh, at 80, so, absolutely.
Okay. So we're working on that right now, but it's not something that would be carried down, inherited, or anything?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it. I love your show, and I really admire you.
Thank you for saying so, ma'am. That's kind of you.